This audio, spoken by an AI-generated voice, was created using the pro version of TTS Maker. TTS Maker website, www.ttsmaker.com. Although attribution of the text to audio source is optional under TTS Maker's terms of service, I choose to attribute. The blog text was published on February 17, 2022. Introduction. This week, I provide additional information about a subject I discussed previously. In my first article about assistive mobile apps, the focus was on apps which can benefit people with visual limitations. In this follow-up, I summarize a webinar about apps which can assist people with a wide variety of other disabilities. The virtual event occurred on January 18, 2022 and was hosted by Great Lakes ADA Center. The topic was Accessible Technology on Smartphones and Tablets for Users with Hearing, Cognitive, and Mobility Disabilities. An archived event recording and presentation materials are available at the link above. In this article, I will summarize what I learned. The presenter was from an Easter Seals affiliate in Indiana. He spent 10 minutes explaining assistive technology services offered by his organization affiliate. Background. The presenter then explained what a smartphone is. He also provided an explanation of the Android and iOS operating systems. Example, there are a variety of smartphone choices with Android. iPhone devices are sold exclusively by Apple. Android is also open source, Apple devices are not. The advantage of Apple devices is ease of use for most people. Next, the presenter spoke about apps which can assist people with hearing disabilities. Apps which can assist people with hearing disabilities. Android. The Live Transcribe app uses artificial intelligence from Google to convert speech to text. It can help transcribe conversations and will function on Android phones. Live Caption can caption anything which produces sound. Examples, phone calls or videos. Live Relay provides real-time text-to-speech. It transcribes what the hearing caller is saying and enables the person with hearing disability to respond. iOS. An app called Spoken Content is able to speak highlighted text or an entire screen. The presenter said this app can assist people who have learning disabilities. Display accommodations can change the colors or background. Live Listen can be a hearing aid tool by boosting or filtering sound. The presentation wrapped up with a discussion of apps beneficial to other types of disability. Miscellaneous, guided access can help people only use certain apps or focus on specific tasks. Forest is another app for focusing in a game format. Otter AI is a note-taking app available for both Android and iOS. Microsoft Math Solver can help people understand math concepts. Verbally can help with communication between two people. Bottom line, a variety of apps can assist a variety of people. Question for readers. If you use any of the apps discussed above, which and why? I will return with another article.